Willkommen bei Marketer Talk, dem Podcast der Marketingbörse. Hier erwarten euch spannende Gesprächsrunden und Interviews mit Experten aus der Marketingszene. We are in London at the conference, the Customer Experience Conference Signal, and I'm having in front of me David Pilo. He's CEO and founder of Welku. Hi, David.
Hi. Pleasure to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to meet you. And for our German listeners, what the hell is Welku?
So Welku is a CRM for automotive dealerships. You can think of it as, you probably know, Salesforce or HubSpot. Those are general purpose CRMs. But ours is specific to the automotive industry. We work with dealerships, franchisees mostly, and we basically offer them a CRM where they can do their lead management and produce offers for customers. And in regards to Twilio, one particular...
We will come back to Twilio.
Sure.
First of all, so you are founder. That means, when did you found the CRM?
So I founded the company in 2018.
In 2018, there were so many good CRMs, and why do you have to make another one?
Oh, that's a great question. Ads. So to me, there was a simple reason, and it was very clear to me. Well, first of all, my background is, I'm a math and computer science graduate, and then I did my master's in engineering. Mm-hmm. And after that, I worked for Microsoft, so I was always in the tech industry. But then one day, I decided to drop everything and help my dad's business, who's in the automotive space. So that's how I actually identified that there were two kind of solutions. When I was working for my dad's company at the dealership, I identified that there were two kinds of solutions. There were the generic ones, right? Like the ones we mentioned previously, or Dynamics, etc. And those have a great technical pedigree. Those are solutions that can be very much adapted to a customer needs. And they're very powerful, and they're very configurable, and you can create, dashboards to adjust your needs, etc.
Everything.
Right? Everything is possible.
Everything so is possible.
Yeah, yeah. But then it's difficult sometimes, right? But they have an awesome technical pedigree. And then that's one kind of competitor in the landscape today. The other set of competitors were solutions that were specific to the auto industry, but they lacked that technical pedigree. They had incredible industry fitness. They served really well dealers because they knew the auto industry. And so their product actually fits really well in a dealership. And I said, hold on a second. Why isn't there a CRM that has this kind of industry fitness that is awesome for dealers, but at the same time borrows some of that technical pedigree, and is as powerful as a solution as one of these big names? And that's the reason why I started Welku. That has been my objective since the...
David, do you know that you're an absolute pioneer? Because the history is, I'm an old man, the history is, there used to be software systems in the 80s, in the 90s, and they were bad. But they were for specific branches, and they were bad. Then came all these generic systems, and they were perfect. They were very good, but they needed the know-how of the branch. And so this is complicated. So you are a pioneer in what I think is a new kind of software, which is specific for a specific branch. So you put all your knowledge from your father and all the knowledge from you into one system, and that's the future. Okay, but we're not here to discuss the whole thing, but we want to discuss what happens if I want to buy a car. The other way around, what is the main channel of awareness? Is it a normal ad campaign? How do I get the idea? I want to buy a car.
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Okay. The question is, do I walk into an auto dealer
and
say, I want to buy a new car? Or is the process that I see an ad and the ad has some QR code and then I say, okay, I need more information, and this goes to the auto to a manufacturer and the manufacturer delivers this to the dealer? How's their usual process?
Okay, great. Great. So thanks for the clarification. There are actually many different ways somebody can show their interest in a vehicle. As you mentioned, it could be through the manufacturer website. And then the manufacturer, typically with a franchisee model, he sends it to a dealer and says, hey, this person is interested in buying a BMW, you know, Series 3. And the dealer then reaches out to the customer. That's one way. Then there are also websites such as, so in the UK, you've got Auto Trader, right, who's very known. And in Germany, you've got Mobile. So that's another source of leads. Those websites actually collect information from the customers, and then they send it off to the dealers who publish their inventory on their websites. And then it can be just walk-ins, like you mentioned, you know, people coming into the dealer and say, hey, I just want to, they pop up, I want to buy a car.
Is it one-third, 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 or which is number one, which is number two, which is number three? Your father has to know, or you know.
No, I know. The truth is that you're not going to like this answer. I hate when somebody says this, it depends. You know, when I hear it depends, I'm like, nope. The truth is that maybe a global statistic, I don't have it. But I can tell you that there are dealers that are so strong with, have such a strong brand, right? Or such a strong website that drives so much traffic that they manage actually to drive two-thirds of their leads, for example, directly from their website. And the rest maybe from those other websites that we mentioned, like Mobile or, you know, Auto Trader. But then there are others that are actually extremely dependent from these websites, external websites, to produce opportunities, or the manufacturer, right? So it really depends on how strong the dealership is conveying their brand, putting themselves out there, bringing online traffic to their website, etc.
Okay, but I read from your answer that the car manufacturers are not able to deliver leads to a dealer because you didn't mention them. They are good for branding, and so that's their job, but the rest, forget it.
So, you know, actually, we call them OEMs, right? Mm-hmm. Original equipment manufacturers. The OEMs know how to build cars, and they're not that great at selling.
Not at all. Sometimes not even in marketing, in modern marketing.
Well, I think some of the marketing
flexibilities
would be great, you know, but they know how to build cars, and they've traditionally relied upon their network of dealers, you know, to actually sell those cars. Yeah. So they do provide leads, and there's something that's, you know, right now very much in vogue. It's the what they call the agency model. And the agency model actually is basically is the OEM wants to sell directly to the consumer through their website, right? And then the franchisee, who's no longer a franchisee, really, it's an agency, is the one who will deliver the car to the customer and provide test drives and explanations. In that model, I can see, you know, the OEM actually delivering a lot more leads and opportunities, but actually to himself.
They read the marketing book saying, okay, we need first party data. So they decided, okay, shit, we neglected that for 10 years and we need first party data. So, okay, funny game. But anyway, in the end, there is an independent system, and which is yours. So I, as a dealer, have the system and I can put the different channels in. And now I think the power of your software comes.
Yeah. So, you know,
is it also for advertising? I mean, is your CRM, you could also do a CRM which goes into marketing campaigns, but you don't do any campaigning or things like that.
We do not. And that's a good point. That's something that could maybe later on, why not, include it in our offering?
It's not your basics.
It's not our bread and butter. It's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Our bread and butter, though, is to, if they do marketing campaigns, we want to make sure that every lead that's produced by those marketing campaigns, it could be social media, you know, or other websites, gets ingested and, you know, the lead actually gets created automatically in Walku.
So, and this is what we are talking about in the remaining 15 minutes.
Yeah.
This is the most interesting thing because things are often going wrong there. So what do you do? You have the lead. Of course, I go to the dealer, have my first visit, and then what comes next?
So typically, the lead will land in Walku, and then the dealership will have their own policy on how to alert different sales reps, or maybe they have a BDC, like a call center, that will handle the lead and qualify the lead. They will try to understand whether the prospect is in the market now for a car or not. Do they have maybe a car that they want an appraisal for? You know, maybe they have a trade-in. Are they interested in financing? So the CRM really helps the sales rep or the BDC to work with the prospect and sort of understand their needs to bring them closer to the purchase.
At this point, do you already use AI or to analyze the data which you get in order to have as much information as possible on what way to choose to contact the customer, the lead?
So that particular scenario is not something that we've tried, but it's definitely interesting. AI is mostly used for scenarios where the dealer wants to automate that those first interactions. It could be through a chatbot, right? So that's something that's quite popular, especially if people reach out after hours. If a customer reaches out for, you know, BMW or whatever, mm-hmm. after hours, instead of having to wait until next day, the AI can take over and provide information regarding the car. The AI can actually set.
Which means that I'm already on the website of the dealer.
So not necessarily, because thanks to Twilio, for example, you know, they can use WhatsApp or text messaging to have a chat conversation, you know, and it's the AI who's sensor.
But what I mean is the customer is already into my technical system, whatever contact canal, if it's website or if it's WhatsApp or if it's RCS or whatever.
Yeah, sure. The customer is already saved in the CRM then AI can take over and chat.
Yeah. And at this point, what is the role of a phone call? Because sometimes email works, sometimes WhatsApp works, sometimes SMS or RCS works, but sometimes it doesn't. And then there is a certain point where you should, if you have a telephone number, if you have the permission to call the people. How do you decide?
Could you rephrase?
How does your system help me in deciding if there is a valuable customer where I should take the receiver and call him instead of doing it all automatically?
So that's more the competency of the dealer who has to decide what's their policy with regards to when should an AI intervene, right? Or when should an AI not intervene or even hand off the conversation to a human? So AI, for example, when it comes to voice agents, AIs in Walku, they could transfer the call to one of the employees, right? If the person calls in, hi, I'm calling with regards to the AI, first of all, could determine what's the purpose of the call, because somebody could call because they want an appointment with fixed operations, with their to do servicing, for example. Or they could call about inquiry about a new car or a used car. And then later on, if the person says, yeah, you know, I was looking at let's say a new car or used car, and I was talking to a guy called Mike, the AI could say, oh, you know what? Do you want to talk to Mike and transfer the call?
Do you recommend this or do you do this? How is the practical situation? If I call my car dealer, there are people who go to the phone. Either the guy is there, then he answers the telephone personally. If not, there is a secretary and a line and takes time, and I hate this and so on. It's always difficult. What do you do personally? And when do you decide to put an AI as the first contact and then take over.
So my personal recommendation might not be the best, and I leave it up to dealers, you know, to decide how they want to do it.
Of course.
They're free to do in our platform exactly what they want when having the AI come into play. But I think that it's not a bad idea. So, you know, when up to, you know, a year ago, let's say, you know, most phone systems had an AVR. So you'd have a machine that says, thank you for calling, right? If you want to talk to sales.
Mine still have that.
Right.
I hate it.
It's a very common practice. And, you know, it's a robot. It's an agent speaking. It's not smart, right? And it's called intent-based agents, right? I think that the upgrade from that to an LLM to a modern AI agent, I think it's something that everybody should consider. Having
not the AI consider, they have to be forced to do that. While
well,
market,
we don't know. But I would have the LLM pick up the call right away, at the very least, to find out what's the purpose of the call, to
that
then
is.
Transfer it to the right department. So the LLM could have a minuscule role. You know, when they pick up the phone, it could be just a way to transfer the call to the right department. And that's it.
Just another question.
You could limit it to that.
Stupid question. Do you have my phone number in your CRM and do you recognize me, or do I still have to spell my license plate?
Well, if you, since you're a German citizen, right, I guess we don't have any customers in Germany unless you've asked for a vehicle in other European countries.
In whichever market.
But yeah, we would have so we have a sizable part of Spain. That's where we started, you know, but now we're also in Italy, France, Benelux and Latin America. If we already had your data, yeah, when you call actually, your file would pull up and the sales rep would know who they're talking to, which car they've been entrusted or
of
bought in
course,
the process.
Everything. They know everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's
my dealer doesn't even send me a message when we have this, every 2 years you have to check the car. Yeah. By government. Yeah. And they don't even alert me with that. They don't even have a simple alert system. Hey. And then I call because I need this inspection every year. And it's the same call. I hate it. Why is it so complicated? Okay. We let AI do all this, but we were at buying a new car. And this is much more interesting than the normal things. So in that case, it would switch then to a dealer, to a personal dealer who is better in selling.
I would hope so. Yeah.
Still, until now, he's still better.
I think, you know what? I think it's sometimes maybe as a football team, right? You need to bring the ball from defense all the way up to the forwarders, okay. Right? To score a goal and sell a car, right?
That's a good comparison.
Just like a lot of kids just want to be forwards, right? Everybody wants to be the guy who scores the goal. I think that. And maybe this is not great, but I'm just saying this.
No. The comparison is perfect.
I think that what happens is a lot of salespeople are lazy or don't want to have to deal with bringing the ball from the defense all the way forward. They just want to score the goal, right? Because it's tedious. It takes a lot of discipline to take notes, you know, or follow up with the prospect and call him back and giving him maybe sometimes ordinary information, what's your open hours, what working hours, right? Things that for the salespeople are considered sometimes even a waste of time, right? So I think AI maybe can do some of this heavy lifting. You know, AI could be the defenders and the midfielders, and salespeople can come in where they want to shine. They just want to score, right? So I think AI can be... Yeah, it could be seen this way, probably.
I would even prefer to talk to an AI agent in order to investigate of the properties of that car, of the properties of that car, compare this with that, and so on and so on. And all this talk is being recorded, of course, and it goes into the database. So I got this and that information. In the end, I need to make a decision. Mm-hmm. And if I have to have a decision as a customer, I need a salesperson who tells me, Thorsten, this is a good decision, do it.
Yeah.
And that's the role of a salesperson.
With regards to this, you know, you most certainly want an AI to answer some of the questions, because at times salespeople, you know, they come in, he could be a junior, and he might not know if a particular car has, you know, a hydraulic suspension or not. And the customer is wondering, or if it's got a belt or a, I don't know how you call this, like in English, but the chain versus the belt. There are some questions that some savvy customers are asking that sales rep may not. But an AI, you know, if you provide good context, you can provide PDFs with a lot of specs, you know, and the AI could answer those questions very, very easily.
Yeah.
However, so the AI can do a great job there. However, I think that selling the car, I think a lot of people want the human connection, and they want a human to give them an advice, because humans have, I would say, they can be accountable. I'd rather have a person recommend me, let's say I'm looking for a dentist. I'd rather have someone, might not even be a friend, someone tell me, go to this person, than maybe asking an AI. And that could be, I don't know, we don't have time to think about this, right? So we have to think on our feet fast. But you feel like the AI might not be accountable, but a person who gives you an advice, I feel like, if that person gives you a recommendation, you will trust it more. And maybe that's what we seek. You know, we seek that human connection, that human recommendation. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's come back to the question, what can normal CRMs do and what can a specialized CRM do? And within that question, I can put all the knowledge about all the cars and all the properties of the cars into an AI system, and it will be a very clever salesperson for cars, maybe. But what are the special things, the experience of your father you put into the system, which makes it different from any other system? What is the main experience? What are the main features apart from the information on the car, from the detailed understanding of a car? It's also about the sales process, at what time, in which channel, how do I follow up, I think there is a lot of experience.
So if you're asking about what tools, what context, what do you have to provide an AI to be successful at a dealer? Our approach is, believe it or not, dealers, they all think they're different, and they are to a certain extent. You know, they have different processes, different culture, different sales processes. And I think that for an AI to be successful, at least what we do in our approach is, within the CRM, you can build workflows, or call it tools. We give tools to the AI. So a tool could be, I want the AI to be able to create a contact or update contact information, or it could be retrieve certain information right on the fly. So a scenario that is an obvious one is, if somebody's calling, you want the AI to be able to make a request to the CRM with that phone number and figure out who's this person, you know. And you have to decide, you know, yeah, there's some data governance here that's important, is what kind of information are you going to give to the AI? So the dealer, in our opinion, has to be in control of that. And so we let them build tools that the AI can use. They're just tools. And you say to an agent, you can do this and you can do that. You can delete this. You can update this, right? So you give them information, context, but you also give them abilities. Let's call it abilities. For an AI to be, to answer your question, I think for an AI to be successful, there's some obvious ones like pull up customer information. But I think the rest is kind of up to the dealer to make sure that it's in harmony with their sales processes, with their policies, with
It's good.
Or maybe, I don't know if I understood.
No, yeah, absolutely. You are absolutely right. Because that will be the future, that you don't have universal system, but you have specialized systems which have all the specialized knowledge of a branch, of a certain sector, and all the sector information and experience is going to be very important in the future. And as a system provider for car dealers, you have a lot of information on the behavior of car dealers, and so you can improve your system much, much better than anyone else can. Anything else to say about good customer contact with the CRM? You use all channels and you use Twilio for that?
Yeah, Twilio powers pretty much all of our communications, you know, through voice, text, messaging, as well as email. We use the SendGrid portion for email. And yeah, that's it for now.
That's perfect. Yeah. And then finally, I buy my car.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, when we land in Germany, you know, I'll have one of the sales rep use Walku to help you, better serve you.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And give you relevant communications, you know, and reminders every 3 years.
What you say, relevance is important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of the complaints emanate from the fact that CRMs sometimes don't have a high data quality. So I think that on one side, there's, you know, you've got CDPs. People are talking about customer data platforms. But if I had to leave with a message, I think that it's the CRM responsibility to host this data, to empower salespeople as well as automated services to use all this data and provide relevant communications to the customer.
David, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And that was really interesting. Thank you.
Thanks.
Das war's auch schon mit der heutigen Episode. Wir hoffen natürlich, dass sie euch gefallen hat und würden uns sehr gerne über eine Bewertung freuen. Wenn ihr keine Folgen verpassen wollt, abonniert gerne den Marketer Talk der Marketingbörse. In diesem Sinne, vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal.